If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Ichiban Sweet Cast. Ichiban. Ichiban Sweet Cast. What it is, it's Okada Shorts. I'm not mad because my shit keeps fucking up every time I try and record this show at all. How are we doing, Curtis? Mad, you carry it mad. While I calm the fuck down for a second.
Okay, yeah, you Fusaro Da, you fucking Serenity Now over there, and I'll fucking handle this. What's up to the Ichiban Sweet audience?
Yeah, we should do, you know what we don't remember to do ever is introduce the show and who we are. You do that part real good. So maybe you do that while I fucking calm the fuck down, because just for a little bit of info for everybody, I can podcast for 24 hours a day and not have any issues. If I talk to Curtis within the first 3 minutes of us talking, it just drops out mics. And I have no idea why, because I use all the exact same gear. It just hates us. And it's really annoying when you do the entire intro for a show and you're getting hyped and then it just fucking loses it and you got to start again. It's very, very aggravating. So I might quit the show, is where I'm at.
Rafe cuts out and I can't hear him. And I'm like, dude, you're cutting out. He can't hear me. And of course, he's not looking at the screen because he's trying to think of what he's going to say next and shit like that. And I'm sitting there waving frantically like the asshole, what's his name, in Lost, when he's like, not Penny's boat.
I could see you, but I was trying to finish my thought so I'd have something even remotely editable so I could just like drop it back in. But then I'm distracted and angry and like it's just start again and don't hide the rage for the people. So yeah, tell them who we are and see if they want to click unsubscribe or whatever. That's fine.
Well, they don't want to click unsubscribe ever. They want to tell all their friends to subscribe. That's what they're going to do, because we got – something brand new cooking for y'all today. Mm-hmm. And the chefs here in the kitchen, in this Ichiban Sweet Kitchen, mm-hmm. are me, your good friend, Curtis Spears. And right there, that's your bad friend, Rafe Houston.
What up?
And we are the Ichiban Sweet Boys, the Ichiban Sweet Casters, mm-hmm. the sweetest casters of all. It's so weird seeing you like doing your wrist, like, what is that? Like PT, physical therapy?
Yeah. OT, occupational therapy, rehab, things like that. So yeah, if you are listening for the first time, maybe there are new listeners in the world.
I know at least one.
And you have, well, there you go. And then you haven't heard the story. I recently broke my wrist quite badly. So I've had a steel plate put in. Lex Luger spec, as they say, now an unbreakable wrist, but I need to make it work. So as I'm speaking to Curtis, he can see on the camera that I've like doing all the different exercises and pulling shapes and stuff wristily.
You're putting the oil in it like fucking the Tin Man.
Oh yeah, well I'm gonna need to do that eventually, but yeah, for now he says
he's got a picture of his wrist all broken, but he hasn't sent it to me yet.
What?
Because it's going to make me gag online.
Do you want me to do it to you live on air? I'm going to do it to you live on air. Oh,
please do. Please do.
So have you seen the x-ray of the break? You've seen the x-ray, but you haven't seen the actual photo of the wrist when it's loose, because my head was hanging off my body. It's just it's not like suspended in the air when the photo was taken. It's in the hospital bed, but you can see how unnatural the angle is. Sorry, there's a lot of photos of our cute dog for me to get through before I could get to the photo.
Dude, I know exactly how that feels, because that's like everything I post lately is my dogs.
Yeah, I know. So in three, two, one, set.
Enjoy. Okay.
See if you can see where the problem lies.
Are we ready for this? It's coming through eventually. While we're waiting for that call to go, for that photo to go through, why don't we talk about what we're going to do, what we're going to be doing for tonight with the audience. What we're trying to do is connect with the audience a little bit more, trying to satellite friendships.
Absolutely. Satellite friendship. You're already doing a way better job than explaining this than what I did that you didn't get to hear in the first intro. But yeah, essentially we wanted to have like an interactive segment, and we're just going to do episodes, you know, dropping it out of evergreen content of us talking about this stuff. And what the stuff is we were workshopping it before. It is
the Wheel of Wrestling.
There you go.
Yeah.
Could you make it out?
I like the Carnival Barker one. I like the Carnival Barker one a little bit.
The Wheel of Wrestling.
Now what? Step right up and spin the wheel and make the deal.
Step right up, everybody, and spin the wheel.
But yeah, so the wheel is going to be, it's essentially made up of like matches we want to watch, right? Like things that we enjoyed from our childhood, things that have been recommended to us, things that have been on the to-watch list for both of us. But then also our hope is that our listeners and friends will also send in match recommendations, things they'd like to hear us talk about, and then we will do that. So the goal is we're going to workshop it a little bit now. By the end of this episode, we'll spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
By the end of the episode, it'll give us our match or matches. We're going to workshop whether we're going to do one each or do, you know, two.
Oh, my God. I just got the picture.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's a live reaction to Curtis seeing how broken my wrist was.
It looks like a cobra.
Yeah, it's a like very S-bended, because both the bones were snapped, so the head was just, like, loose. I told you I was like a left-handed T-Rex.
Oh, my God.
It's like Deadpool, when he's like, the T-Rex always was the greatest of the dinosaurs. Yeah, that was me. And you and I were joking about that the week before, and then I was living it.
Oh, my God. Your hand, you literally looks like a snake. Like it looks like a snake going over, like, a sand dune.
Yeah.
That is so gross.
Well, I'll send you the x-ray again. That'll come through in a second, but that will make more sense because there you go. If you see the x-ray again, you'll see how the wrist bones go down and the hand sits above.
Those are in the wrong spot, buddy.
In the wrong spot. So they had to, drug me up and reposition the bones and cast me up. And then I had to come back and then get a plate in to ensure they would stay there. Yeah. It's very traumatic for me to even talk about. So I'm glad we brought it up.
Back to the wheel. Here we go.
That was a massive. It's exactly what everybody needed in the wheel hype up time. But so that's where we're at. So what do you think? Do you think we just do one match each wheel episode? I feel like that's probably the better way. I feel like
fill 20, 25, 30 minutes talking about one match? Probably.
Absolutely. I think so. The idea is these will be short episodes. Plus, we always talk an absolute load of bullshit anyway, like we have today, where we still haven't really talked about what we're going to talk about. So that would probably be the best bet. And what we'll do is we'll just take turns sort of being the one to spin, I guess.
So the best way. Let's take a second to talk about the wheel.
Yeah.
We aren't just putting good stuff on there.
We were thinking about putting in, you know, entertaining stuff or stitch ups as well. So there is that.
There is that. Like we're putting everything on there. We're putting our favorite matches. We're putting matches that we haven't watched in a while that we want to watch again. We're putting kitschy matches. One of the first matches I put on there was Tai Chi versus Kota Ibushi from the G1 2020.
Yeah.
Like the night of 127 kicks.
Yeah, exactly. which is awesome. Kickageddon.
Kickageddon. Mm-hmm. Yep. Anything. Really anything. Oh, another one I put on there, Taichi versus Takamichi Noku.
Yes.
What was it, like a 15-minute match where they didn't touch?
That checks out. Oh, I've got an ad happening here that I did not mean to do.
Unprofessional.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I'm loading up the wheel. I never even seen it out before. Oh, this is absolute bullshit.
There's all sorts of stuff on there. We will take whatever you want to give us. Hopefully, you know, good stuff. But if you wanna fuck your friends, you can maybe put in some of the matches that you know would drive us up a fucking wall.
Yeah.
Fuck
us over. That's totally fine. Like, for example, I just remembered and I'm adding it now, that one where it's like Doink versus Heidenreich in a Golden Corral parking lot or whatever. That was apparently one of the worst matches on the internet of all time. It's not even, old school, like it's like the fifth Doink or something like that. I'm pretty sure that's what the match is, but I'm throwing it in there anyway and then we'll figure out what it is. But yeah, everybody always tells me I need to watch that. But you know what else I think would be fun too is if there is a particular bad promo that you think there's a lot to break down about or things like that. Like we could even discuss something like that, you know. They could even make their way in there.
Yeah. And we want to keep it mostly towards New Japan stuff, but if you want to throw some wild cards at us, we'll take those too.
Yeah, I've got like some old WWF stuff in there and some things like that, but I think it's fine. Like we do so much New Japan content, I think it'll be kind of fun to have like a refreshing, you know. And now we're talking about fucking, you know, Legion of Kenta Doom Kobashi and Ahmed Johnson versus Nation of Domination, my favorite match when I was a kid. You know,
Chicago Street Fight.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't watched that since I was a kid, but I loved it at the time, you know.
Kenta Kobashi versus Samoa Joe, Ring of Honor.
Oh, is that on there? You haven't given that to me yet, have you?
I haven't given that to you yet, so that's one I'm going to add right there.
Kobashi.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe. And then while we're on the Samoa Joe, let's do Necro Butcher versus Samoa Joe as well.
Let's do Necro Butcher versus Samoa Joe.
I love
Joe.
That match.
Great one. Yeah.
Versus Samoa. See, they just start to flow out. So do you think I should list what we've already got in there so far, or do you think it's just going to be a surprise? Like we'll just keep adding things and then we'll just see what gets dialed up.
Even if you add things, or if you tell everyone what's on there now, the second we hang up, you know that I'm going to remember a couple of matches I want to put on there, and so are you, and we're going to be adding them throughout the day. So before this even gets posted, we'll have more matches on there.
That is true. Exactly right. So do you want the list or nah? Do you think I should read we've got so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So I started with one of my favorite matches of all time, Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 13. You and I have actually discussed that briefly before, back on your old podcast.
Not even briefly.
Yeah, actually.
We broke it down. I wrote an entire fucking
essay about it.
Essay about that.
Yeah. But the Spark Foundation doesn't really exist anymore. So I figured we could talk about it in this context, which would be fun because I always love to talk about it. Then I've got the Rainmaker Shock. I've got Vader versus Inoki, the one with the flaming pillows.
Okay.
Legion of Doom and AJ Styles, Ahmed Johnson versus Nation of Domination, AJ Styles versus Nakamura at Wrestle Kingdom for the IC belt. That was the first New Japan match I ever watched. Okada versus Omega at Dominion, Pillman versus Liger at Super Brawl, mm-hmm. Tai Chi versus Ibushi, at the G1 match, Best of Super Juniors 24, I think that's Tai Chi versus Taka, it is, Doink versus Heidenreich in the Golden Corral parking lot, Kenta Kobayashi versus Samoa Joe, Necro versus Samoa Joe. So they're just a few we've got in so far. Are there any, has that inspired any others in you right now?
I want to say Takeshi Morishima versus...
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Is Kenta, but I don't know which one specifically. I love Takeshi Morishima, and I also love Kenta. That fucking early 2000s Noah, like, that was my fucking shit. 2010-ish Noah was the fucking best. And Morishima was like the fucking man. He was like the fucking giant, you know what I love? And I'm going to go on to this a little bit if I can, if I'm allowed. I love a fat wrestler.
Who doesn't?
I fucking love a fat wrestler. Big Van Vader, Gary Albright, Takeshi Morishima, fucking Kevin Steen Owens.
Yeah.
Like any of those dudes. I want more fat wrestlers.
Like, they look like fighters. I'd love to watch, and you would know better than me because you're definitely into and have been into and seen more old school, you know, All Japan and things like that. Like, I'd love to watch more Pillars stuff, more Stan Hansen, you know, match recommendations with that kind of stuff. If you have them, or if anybody listening has the kind of like to watch stuff, I'd love to throw that stuff in there.
Oh, there's so much stuff we could do with like Hansen and Terry Gordy versus you know, the Pillars and things like that from All Japan back in the day. That's good stuff. You know who we could talk to about which Pillars stuff to go through? Our new friend Jessica,
on the Countout,
who is running
Network.
The Jumping Knee Pod from the Countout Network, the new All Japan Pro Wrestling Focus podcast.
That was a great segue.
We just announced.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't even plan that segue. We're just that professional a podcast.
I'm good at what I do.
Yeah, you clearly are. But that's a great idea. And we could also talk to the other lads that do the Noah style podcast as well. What's it called? I forget.
We could talk to
the professionalism has ended.
It's over.
But yeah,
we could talk to Stardom Road about
Stardom Road as well.
Stardom matches to do.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff. There's great stuff.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to build the library. Okay.
We could throw some deathmatch stuff on there.
We can throw some deathmatch stuff on there. That would be cool. I'll give you one right now. What am
I saw your nipples get hard when I said that. That was great. Totally
did. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Gage versus Effie at Two Cups Stuffed. That was one of my first American deathmatches. I saw it. I loved it.
I do love Effie.
Yeah. And that, I think, I'm not all the way sure, might have been Effie's first deathmatch. And he just goes in. Like, it's absolutely crazy. But we can also do, Kasai stuff, Takeda stuff.
Put Kasai versus Despy on there.
Just because we want to watch it again.
Hell yeah.
Which one? One or two?
Both. The most recent one.
Two.
The don't do death matches to die, do death matches to live.
Yeah. Like that crying one. Monologue at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one's sick though, because he comes in that half Doki, half Despy match.
And
gets his
sick.
Fucking jaw broken. Let's put Kasai and Despy one as well.
Let's do it.
Let's also put in, I'm just gonna write, and we'll research this more. Let's try and find some old, like, Honma deathmatch stuff from when he was young, because he's kind of credited as the first guy to ever swing a light tube.
Which is fucking wild.
Yeah. He pulled it down from the roof or something, they said. Like,
because you wouldn't think about that. Like, Honma, like, just watching Honma now, you're like, oh, it's goofy old Honma.
I mean, you see him up close, you can see the scarring, like, for sure. You know.
Oh, yeah, on his forehead and stuff? Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
But, yeah, the difference between who he was as a deathmatch wrestler and who he is now is fucking not just night and day. It's, like, February and fucking June, you know?
We should do some good, like, old school Cactus Jack stuff, some Terry Funk stuff. I actually just put New Age Outlaws versus Cactus Jack and Terry Funk. I fucking loved that match back in the day. I haven't seen anything New Age Outlaws in so long, so I'm putting it in.
The one where they put him in the dumpster?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anything with Bruiser Brody.
Yeah.
I fucking love Bruiser Brody.
Yeah. We need to get some match recs. So we'll leave that. But this is good. This is good. We should on this separate list here.
I know there's Terry Funk versus Bruiser Brody matches that are definitely worth a match, but I can't think of a date off the top of my head, but I'll write them down.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a lot to just do it on the fly now, but we've got plenty of stuff to work with for the first one. And then hopefully everybody else is feeling this. DM us once we actually put up the episode as well. You can just put it in the comments, whatever, and we'll start getting it going.
Be satellite friends with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we're looking for. We're just looking to connect with the community a little bit. We know that there's literally like hundreds of people out there that listen to this podcast, and we want to talk to you.
Yeah, Absolutely.
You know, we want to be friends.
We do. And like, I know there is cool things you can do, like Discords and stuff like that, but I'm just never going to do that. Like, I'm a member of a few Discords and I just never load it up. You know what I mean? It's not going to, I don't like to be typing on my phone all the time and stuff like that. You know, I want to live my life and hang out with my wife and all this stuff. So I don't tend to interact with those things. So something like this, where we can kind of go back and forward with messages on Insta or Twitter or whatever and get recommendations and then watch along and comments. Get comments and suggestions and stuff, I think that'll be really fun. So, and at the very least,
I'm so much more likely to respond to a comment than I am a fucking Discord message, 100%.
Absolutely. Like
if you put something on Instagram for me, I will see it so much faster.
Yeah, and reply straight away. So, yeah, absolutely. I think this will be fun. And at the very least, if nobody cares about it, we'll at least have fun with it because I really want to like do some stuff to, I don't know, feel happiness about wrestling again. You know what I mean? And I think it kind of is a common theme in our podcast, like sort of keeping up and keeping motivated in wrestling. And, you know, before you've got a podcast, you can kind of just jump in and out of stuff. But then once you declare something like, we're going to do a New Japan podcast, then you need to be consistent with that. And that can sometimes be hard with a product that's gone through as much stuff as it has. Not that it's bad at the moment, and there's definitely some fun stuff happening with Best of the Super Juniors, but I think this just kind of gives us something else. So we're not feeling like, oh, I have to watch this random Row 2 show to have content to talk about on the show. You know what I mean? We'll bank up a few of these and get them all ripping. So, yeah, I think that's fun.
What is, like, bringing you down right now? I know there was something specific that you wanted to have a little pop at.
I do. There is something specific I want to have a pop at. I want to stop this episode. I want to finish this episode up and then I'm going to do that. I think we do that as a separate episode in 1 second. But for anybody listening, the hint would be the New Japan app and website.
The hint is
exactly this. So we're going to do a whole episode talking about it, talk about the issues running with it, the disappointments that are going on with it. And more importantly, like price rises when you have given a product that's less than. So we're going to do a whole episode about that, but not right this second, because what we're going to do right now, we're going to spin the wheel for the first time, Curtis.
Spin the wheel.
So I'm going to, let's see how this works. I'm going to hit the spin button. Where do I need to put this where you can see it?
Left.
I don't see how.
There.
There we go. Okay, then I have to try and press the center of the wheel with my broken hand. Maybe I'll just pre-press. Okay, we are spinning. All right,
the wheel is spinning. The wheel is spinning and we are getting.
Boom, it has chosen a thing. And the thing is. It's Roddy Piper versus Goldust in the parking lot brawl.
Yes, dude.
That was as we were quickly adding things in, I only just added that one in. So that's pretty funny. You want to do that? I mean, it's nothing New Japan.
Roddy Piper versus Goldust in the Hollywood backlot brawl, I think is what they call it.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to go away and we're going to find that. And next episode, we're going to talk about Roddy Piper and Goldust in a classic. It was a WrestleMania match, I think it was.
It was WrestleMania 12.
Let's get the info real quick. So
it was WrestleMania 12 because it was the same one as the Shawn Michaels Bret Hart Iron Man match.
Yeah,
it was one of the first WrestleManias I ever watched like live.
Yep, you are correct. 1996. And it is WrestleMania 12. Look, he knows it. And the fact we don't have the Iron Man match in this wheel right now, I'm going to need to go ahead and add that real quick too.
Okay.
Bret, Shawn, Iron Man. Okay, cool. Well, there you go. So it's going to be something completely different next episode. We're going to be talking about the what is it? It's Hollywood Backlot Brawl. And it's going to be interesting talking about it in 2024 because there's a lot of fucking, you know, implied gayness and homophobia and cross-dressing and all sorts of stuff. And I really wonder how that's going to hold up in 2024 when we look back on it.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
There's probably going to be quite a bit of problematic themes happening with that one, but we're going to talk about it. So I think that's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, a more appropriate time there could not be, seeing as how OJ recently passed away and that half that match is just the OJ Simpson chase.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, it is, which is fucked. Oh, okay. Well, that is great. So think about your topics. Please send us matches. Where do they find us online to send these things in? And we'll be talking to everybody about this next time.
To send these matches to us, to send these shenanigans-filled fucking nonsense matches to us. And you could also send us good stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to send us good stuff.
I would love good stuff, but I would also love trash. Like, I don't mind, like, at all.
So you can send us matches at ItchyBonSweet on Twitter and Instagram. You could send them directly to us. You could send them to Rafe at FacesFeelsCast on Instagram and Twitter. Mm-hmm. You could send them to me at LDestructo83 on Instagram. I got rid of my Twitter. And you can just contact us anywhere you can find us, man. Get a hold of us, ItchyBonSweetCast@gmail.com, whatever you want to do. And to make sure that we put your match on the list, if you really want to guilt us into making sure that we watch your stuff, first and foremost on the list, if we can, go to Countout's Patreon, patreon.com/countoutpod. And you can kind of guilt us monetarily into doing exactly what you want.
We are easily guilted and easily bribed.
We are swayed. And what you can do is go there and you can just dap us up for like $5 a day or $5 a day, $5 a month or whatever you want to, you know, give us, whatever you wouldn't miss if it was missing from your wallet that day. And, you know, make a difference for
absolutely
a bunch of wrestling podcasters trying to do wrestling podcast shit.
Exactly. And that's like the Cadet Patriot isn't just us, obviously, it's the entire Cadet Network family. So you're not just supporting and helping the ItchyBon Sweetcast move forward, you're also helping a bunch of other great creators. So that's really awesome.
I gotta feed my pugs.
Exactly.
Gotta feed my pugs.
Pugs gotta get fed. Maltesers gotta get fed. This is how it's done. So until then, rate, subscribe, listen or die. Spirit of Fight, Stylus Strong, Sweetcast, ItchyBon.
ItchyBon.
ItchyBon's Sweetcast! ItchyBon! ItchyBon's Sweetcast!
This has been a Countout Podcast. Every year, the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame receives a new crop of potential inductees. And on our new Countout Patreon series titled The Ballot, it's our job to discuss whether or not these newbies should become Hall of Fame wrestlers. Hello, my name is Ryan Knightsey, and every month, a guest and I will analyze the regional careers of newly balloted wrestlers for the Observer Hall of Fame. Are they day one votes? Do they belong at all? Find out on The Ballot every month on patreon.com/countoutpod. Again, check out The Ballot on patreon.com/countoutpod. We hope to see you there.